when we transition to white trash cooking. Actually, I came across two fabulous finds in my local library in the cookbook section. This first gem, White Trash Cooking, is authored by Ernest Matthew Mickler. The cookbook's loaded with authentic country style, some might call it backwoods, southern cooking, old school. Amongst the pages are recipes for Mammy's mashed potatoes, Alita Brown's turnip greens, Cooter pie, that would be turtle pie, Frida's five-can casserole, and our Lord's scripture cake. There's a recipe for Rita's Ritz pie, with a filling made of, you got it, Ritz crackers. There are some ingredients that seem to be staples, like pimentos, drippins, rat cheese. That's cheddar cheese. Also lots of recipes with oleo, a.k.a. margarine, and baking powder was often referred to as calumet. Some recipes just flat out astounded me. Like Aunt Donna's roast possum. To start, first you shoot the possum. In my neighborhood, this could be easily accomplished with roadkill. Then you hang it for 48 hours, and it'll be ready to skin and cook. I'd never heard of eating squirrel before, but apparently I've been missing out. You can broil it or fry it. Same goes for gator tail, and it's suggested to use the section that's about a foot long just behind the back legs as it's tender and juicy. There are recipes for boiled peanuts, succotash, black-eyed peas, fried cucumbers, and slumgullion. White Trash Cookin' even takes care of the bachelors with offerings like Single Boys Breakfast, where you cook up a pound of pork sausage, drain off the fat, add a box and a half of unsalted soda crackers, pour in a cup of water, cover and steam 5 minutes. Yum!